The Inner Cry, Part 46. Someone remarked to Sri Chinmoy that he was so concerned at work to please his boss, he would forget about his meditation and spiritual life. Sri Chinmoy responded, and I quote, "The spiritual life is not a life of compromise. Either you accept God on his own terms, or you accept the outer life on its terms. There is no in-between. You cannot be 50% for God and 50% for the ordinary, unaspiring world. If you try to compromise in that way, you are neither here nor there. You are finished. The things that you should take pride in are the very things that you are discarding because one of your co-workers may ridicule you or your boss may not promote you. If you do not value your own spirituality, your own divinity, then there will be nobody on earth to value it. You are not valuing your inner wealth. Your inner wealth is your real treasure, but you take it as only a grain of sand. Your inner treasure you have to cherish at every moment. At every moment you have to become your heart's aspiring cry and your soul's illumining smile. At every second you have to allow your inner cry to lead you, guide you, shape you, and mold you. Your heart's mounting inner cry wants to climb up to the highest height, but for the sake of outer success and outer comfort, you are destroying its upward flight. You are sacrificing and silencing your inner cry or throwing cold water on it. Your inner cry is like a ladder that will take you up, 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 but you are not using the ladder. This is a most deplorable mistake that you will regret to the end of your life." Sri Chinmoy.